Maine's nursing home operators breathed a little easier after the Maine legislature overrode Governor Paul LePage's veto of the supplemental budget. The budget bill, along with a second nursing home bill sponsored by Lewiston Senator Margaret Craven, will draw down more than $25 million in federal funding for nursing homes. But Rick Erb of the Maine Healthcare Association says more needs to be done.
We don't think it's enough, and we can't guarantee by any means that there will not be nursing homes closed.
Erb did not identify which nursing homes are struggling to keep their doors open, but statehouse discussions about nursing home assistance have frequently referenced facilities in Aroostook and Washington counties. Erb says the governor's 11th-hour bill would, in part, provide about $5 million from the Fund for a Healthy Maine to assist nursing homes and also additional federal matching funds.
Essentially, it would bring the amount appropriated this year back up to what the original bill had called for and closer to what the Bipartisan Study Commission had requested. It's worth closer to $30 million. That would have a dramatic effect on Maine's nursing homes.
But majority Democrats say LePage's plan is arriving too late in the session, the final day, to be thoughtfully considered, especially when it means the money would be taken from other valuable programs. Becky Smith represents the American Heart Association in Maine.
They were smoking cessation as well as programs in schools to get to our kids before they start these unhealthy habits. There was money for oral health and oral health and tobacco combined, as well as some money to really prevent youth from starting marijuana smoking as well.
And if Representative Peter Stuckey, a Portland Democrat, has anything to say about it, Smith has no worries.
We're not going to take it out of the Fund for Healthy Maine.
Stuckey, a member of the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, says over the last 4 years, LePage has had plenty of opportunities to help nursing homes. Instead, Stuckey says the governor and Republicans made hundreds of millions of dollars in tax cuts their top priority when the GOP controlled the statehouse in 2011.
If we would repeal or even just delay all or part of that tax cut, we could find $5 million for nursing facilities. So we could end the wait list right away.
At airtime, the Appropriations Committee was considering whether it would send the governor's bill to the floor, but Democratic leaders said they were not inclined to support the bill. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.